Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Employers may have to compensate employees with up to 4 weeks' pay if requests to work from home are not adequately considered. Now, new legislation set to come into force next month will also allow employees to take a case to the Workplace Relations Commission if they feel their request is not being handled fairly. Laura Bambrick is Head of Social Policy and Employment Affairs at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, and Peter Cosgrove is Managing Director of FutureWise, and both join me on the line. Laura, first to you, and earlier this year we know the Taoiseach published the draft legislation around the right to work from home. You had issues at ICTU with that draft.
Morning, Claire. Yes, we did. Like, I mean, the bill was roundly criticised by both ourselves representing workers, but also by business groups. And from our point of view, we've seen it as, you know, fundamentally flawed, really giving employers unfettered ability to turn down a request. And while we had, you know, several issues or parts of the legislation, our two main points of criticism was that it listed 13 examples for bosses of grounds that they could refuse a request. And it made absolutely no reference to the employees in this legislation. And secondly, it didn't allow a worker to take a case to the WRC to appeal a decision. So following that criticism, to be fair to the Taoiseach, he invited both ourselves and IBEC into extensive engagement to make that bill fit for purpose.
Okay, so just to come on to what happens if an employee now makes a request and they feel that that hasn't been handled properly, Laura, what do you understand will happen?
So the bill, that draft bill that was published in January, that's to be scrapped. It's finished. And the new workers' rights around requesting remote working is to be included in an amendment in a piece of legislation that's already at an advanced stage of making its way through the Oireachtas, the Workplace Balance Bill. So the 13 grounds for refusal is gone. And when an employer is considering a request, they absolutely take their own needs into account. But now they also have to take the workers' needs and a new code of practice, which will be drawn up by the Workplace Relations Commission. So if they don't do that, when they're considering the request, if they only take their own needs into account and they ignore the code of practice and the employee's needs, then the worker will now have a right, which they previously didn't, to go to the WRC. Mm-hmm. And if the WRC finds in their favour, there will be redress. There will be a penalty of up to 4 weeks' pay. There's nothing unusual in that. In employment legislation, in fact, in most legislation, there is a penalty for not following the law. And really, what it's meant is not to be a windfall day for workers. It's supposed to be a deterrent to ensure that employers are having due regard for the requirements under this new law.
Okay, well, let's bring Peter in on this. And Peter, I know because we've spoken before on this, you didn't believe that we needed legislation at all in this area. Now you see that there could be a fine handed out to employers who don't give due consideration to employees who want to work from home.
Yeah, well, firstly, the reason I say so, I'm very much in favour of flexible remote working. I think it's wonderful for Ireland, for everybody. It's fantastic. However, I still think an employer, if they wanted people to work 5 days a week, should have that right. And guess what? An employee has equally the right not to work for that employer. And I think very quickly, you know, the market dynamics would realise that employers can't be doing that. The moment you bring in legislation, I think the practicalities for me are the challenging point. I agree with Laura, the legislation isn't right, but it isn't right for the employee or the employer, which is problem. If you think about this, the moment an employee actually kind of starts saying, I'm going to use words like redress or penalties, you've already kind of broken a psychological contract between employer and employee. And that's my concern. That absolutely, it makes sense from a legal point of view, But I'm not sure the practicalities after you've done this are ever going to be the same between the employer and the employee.
Yeah, but I mean, this deterrent is in place so that the employer gives proper consideration to the request to work from home. And if there is no valid reason for them to give that employee permission, well, then, you know, the deterrent is there to make them think twice about it. Surely that's fair.
It is fair. I think it's so early on whether people should be working flexibly remotely that people, there's no research. People say there's research. There's no research about what's better. And there are times that people, i.e. employees, believe it's better for their productivity. But the reality is they're only speaking about themselves, their own productivity. Employers have to think about a company culture, you know, new people coming in, helping people on the job. So actually sometimes employers' thinking is different to employees' thinking. And both feel they're right, but actually they're coming from different point of view. And I think that's the challenge here. This whole idea of I'm more productive when I work from home isn't always the case, even though it might feel right. And that's where a lot of contention is going to be happening.
So it's too early, you're saying, for legislation, and it's too early to be talking about deterrence and fines.
Yeah, look, I love the idea of a deterrent. I unfortunately think it's the good employers that are going to suffer. They're the ones who are going to try their best at this. If you're a poor employer, you'll just get around this in different ways. You won't hire people. You just put people on contract staff. You'll outsource your staff. This is kind of generally what happens with the legislation. The employers who don't want to do this get around it anyway. And as I said, I really believe in flexible remote working, but I actually think it probably should work in a different way that will work better for employee and employer. And it's terrible to hear that employers don't want to do it, but guess what? There's many ways that employees can now talk about those employers who don't want to do this, which will really affect the brand of that employer.
Laura, what do you say that this could have unintended consequences? Workarounds will be found.
Absolutely not. I think what Peter is doing is failing to look at what is happening in the world of work outside of Ireland. So we already have 12 member states that already have legislation giving workers rights around requesting remote and flexible workers work. And six further member states, including Ireland, are in the process of bringing in this legislation. So to think that this is something that's being dreamed up by the Department of Employment or being demanded by unions is just not taking into account what's happening in the real world. We're just coming into line with how the future of work works in the rest of Europe. So this idea that we're moving too fast and too soon, it just doesn't stand up to scrutiny.
Peter?
Sorry, it's not that it's too fast. And Laura's right. Lots of countries in Europe are doing this. That's precisely possibly why we shouldn't do it. There's one major reason why lots of multinationals come here. It's because of the fact we've got flexibility of our workforce. You go to a place like France, Germany, Holland, they've got workers' councils, and companies don't want to go there. So this isn't about the future in terms of what the employee wants. This is actually about being practical about having jobs in the future for our country. So we have to think about that. Why are people coming to Ireland? Why are we the best place to come to actually set up? There's lots of flexible reasons around that as well. So it's not just about the employee here. We have to think about Ireland and jobs for the future.
OK, we'll leave that one there, but I'm sure we'll be discussing this issue again. That's Laura Bambrick and Peter Cosgrove. Just some news just in from our colleague in the newsroom, Paul Reynolds, RTÉ's crime correspondent, reporting that a guard is in hospital this morning after he and his colleague were seriously assaulted in Ballyfermot in Dublin last night. The two Gardaí, a man and a woman, responded to a public order incident outside a pub. The male guard was attacked, punched, kicked and knocked to the ground as the assault continued. The female tried to intervene but was attacked and dragged away by the hair. Armed response and other Garda units arrived and three men were arrested. Two are still being detained this morning. Both Garda were taken to hospital for treatment. The female was released but will have to attend further clinics. The attack was also filmed and posted on social media, and the local Sinn Féin councillor there, Dáithí Doolan, has condemned the attack and described the level of violence as deeply worrying. I'm sure we'll hear more from Paul Reynolds on that as we go through the day. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.